The Little Prince, Chapter 13, Part 2. Welcome back to Amber's Story House. I'm Amber. 还没有听过 Part 1的朋友，可以先听一下 Part 1的中英文朗读，或是直接试试看这一集没有中文翻译的全英文版本也可以。那我们先讲解重点单字。在开始之前，请到 Instagram 参考文字档，并点一下贴文右下的收藏功能，方便之后复习哦。Then let's get started.Vocabulary number 1. Occupy. 占据。原文 This man was so much occupied that he did not even raise his head at the little prince's arrival. 例句 The house hasn't been occupied by anyone for a few months. 这栋房子已经有几个月没有人住了。The house hasn't been occupied by anyone for a few months. Number 2. Arrival.到来、到达，这是 arrive 的名词形态。例句 ：Hundreds gathered to await the singer's arrival at the airport. 数百人聚集在机场等候歌手的到来。Hundreds gathered to await the singer's arrival at the airport. Number 3. Disturb 干扰、打断。原文 During the 54 years that I have inhabited this planet, I have been disturbed only 3 times. 例句 Please don't disturb me. I'm trying to figure this out.
请不要打扰我，我正在想办法弄懂这个东西。
Please don't disturb me. I'm trying to figure this out. Number 4. Frightful, 讨厌的，可怕的。原文 He made the most frightful noise that resounded all over the place. 例句 The weather outside was frightful.
外面的天气非常可怕。
The weather outside was frightful. Number 5. Attack.
攻击袭击。
原文 I was disturbed by an attack of rheumatism. 例句 The town was once again under attack.
这座城市再次遭受攻击。
The town was once again under attack. Number 6. Accurate.
精确的。
原文 I am concerned with matters of consequence. I am accurate. 例句 Her novel is an accurate reflection of life in Japan.
她的小说是日本生活的真实写照。
Her novel is an accurate reflection of life in Japan. Number 7. Patent.
专利权。
原文 When you get an idea before anyone else, you take out a patent on it. 例句 The company took out a patent on a genetically engineered tomato.
该公司取得了一项基因改造番茄的专利权。
The company took out a patent on a genetically engineered tomato. Number 8. Administer
管理、治理。
原文 I administer them.Replied the businessman. 例句 They hired a new manager to administer the HR department.
他们雇佣了一位新的经理去管理人事部门。
They hired a new manager to administer the HR department. Number 9. Satisfied.
满足的，满意的。
原文 The little prince was still not satisfied. 例句 Are you satisfied with the new arrangement?
你对新的安排还满意吗?
Are you satisfied with the new arrangement? Number 10. Poetic.
诗情画意的。
原文 It is rather poetic, but it is of no great consequence. 例句 It's a very poetic novel.
这是一部很有诗意的小说。
It's a very poetic novel.
The Little Prince, Chapter 13. The fourth planet belonged to a businessman. This man was so much occupied that he did not even raise his head at the little prince's arrival.
Good morning, the little prince said to him. Your cigarette has gone out.
3 and 2 make 5, 5 and 7 make 12, 12 and 3 make 15, good morning, 15 and 7 make 22, 22 and 6 makes 28, I haven't time to light it again, 26 and 5 make 31, then that makes 501,622,731.
500 million what?
Asked the little prince.
You're still there? 501 million, I can't stop. I have so much to do. I am concerned with matters of consequence. I don't amuse myself with balderdash. 2 and 5 make 7.
501 million what?
Repeated the little prince, who never in his life had a lack of a question once he had asked it. The businessman raised his head.
During the 55 years that I have inhabited this planet, I have been disturbed only 3 times. The first time was 22 years ago, when some giddy goose fell from goodness knows where. He made the most frightful noise that resounded all over the place, and I made 4 mistakes in my addition. The second time, 11 years ago, I was disturbed by an attack of rheumatism. I don't get enough exercise. I have no time for laughing. The third time, well, this is it. I was saying the 501 millions.
Millions of what?
The businessman suddenly realized that there was no hope of being left in peace until he answered this question.
Millions of those little objects,
he said.
Which one sometimes sits in the sky?
Flies?
Oh, no, little glittering objects.
Bees?
No, little golden objects that set lazy men to idle dreaming. As for me, I am concerned with matters of consequence. There's no time for idle dreaming in my life.
Ah, you mean the stars?
Yes, that's it, the stars.
And what do you do with 500 million of stars?
501,622,731. I am concerned with matters of consequence. I am accurate.
And what do you do with these stars?
What do I do with them?
Yes.
Nothing. I own them.
You own the stars?
Yes.
But I have already seen a king who...
Kings do not own. They ran over. It is a very different matter.
And what good does it do you to own the stars?
It does me the good of making me rich.
And what good does it do you to be rich?
It makes it possible for me to buy more stars, if any are ever discovered.
This man, the little prince said to himself, reasons a little like my poor tippler. Nevertheless, he still had some more questions.
How is it possible for one to own the stars?
To whom do they belong?
The businessman retorted peevishly.
I don't know. To nobody.
Then they belong to me, because I was the first person to think of it.
Is that all that is necessary?
Certainly. When you find a diamond that belongs to nobody, it is yours. When you discover an island that belongs to nobody, it is yours. When you get an idea before anyone else, you take out a patent on it. It is yours. So with me, I own the stars, because nobody else before me ever thought of owning them.
Yes, that is true, said the little prince. And what do you do with them?
I administer them,
replied the businessman.
I count them and recount them. It is difficult, but I'm a man who is naturally interested in matters of consequence.
The little prince was still not satisfied.
If I owned a silk scarf, he said, I could put it around my neck and take it away with me. If I owned a flower, I could pluck that flower and take it away with me. But you cannot pluck the stars from heaven.
No. But I can put them in the bank.
Whatever does that mean?
That means that I write a number of my stars on the little paper, and then I put this paper in a drawer and lock it with a key.
And that is all?
That is enough,
said the businessman.
It is entertaining, thought the little prince. It is rather poetic, but it is of no great consequence.
On matters of consequence, the little prince had ideas which were very different from those of the grown-ups.
I myself own a flower,
he continued his conversation with the businessman.
which I water every day. I own three volcanoes, which I clean out every week, for I also clean out the one that is extinct. One never knows. It is of some use to my volcanoes, and it is of some use to my flower that I own them. But you are of no use to the stars. The businessman opened his mouth, but he found nothing to say in answer, and the little prince went away. The grown-ups are certainly altogether extraordinary, he said simply, talking to himself as he continued on his journey.
以上是小王子第十三章 Part 2的内容。如果喜欢我的频道，想支持我一下，也可以在资讯栏找到请 Amber 喝杯咖啡的连结哦。感谢大家的聆听，那我们下周见咯。 See you next time. Bye bye.